I would agree with you, and I'd add something to it. John Anthony West, who's the greatest proponent of a French Alsatian philosopher mathematician named R.A. Schwalla de Lubitsch. De Lubitsch is one who starts a lot of people off on the alternative path. He was a genius. He was the first to question the age of the Sphinx. He was the first to question that the Egyptians were really worshiping all these different deities. He stated that that what the Egyptians followed were two paths of initiation, what we can call the path of Osiris or the path of Horus. The path of Osiris is what typically is meant in Tibetan philosophy. You go through life, you accumulate karma, you have to die, be reborn, clear your karma, go through many, many different life cycles till you clear your karma. But the path of Horus is the way you do it in one lifetime. You decide to become a conscious initiate. You go on the path of initiation. You go through all your struggles, clear all your karma in one lifetime. So then Schwalla tells us that Jesus, obviously initiated in Egypt, chose the Horian path. He chose the path of Horus, to be the new Horus, to be the son of God reborn, so to speak. So he was following an ancient Egyptian initiation pattern. And the way of Horus is to do it in one lifetime, to become an initiate, to go on the path, to go your ups and downs, to fulfill your karma, and become fulfilled in one lifetime. And that's why, you know, Jesus didn't have to incarnate. And of course, following the Horus path, you don't have to incarnate again. You can choose to become one of those great masters and teachers who aids humanity. I mean, this is the philosophy. So Jesus was following the Horian path. He was clearly initiated in Egypt. Clearly, I believe Jesus is one of many who was initiated in the Great Pyramid, in what we call the Osirian initiation, which is to experience death without having to actually physically die. So I think Jesus experienced the idea of dying many times in his initiation before the final crucifixion.
Wow.
Passion play. Wow. And I don't believe he died on the cross. Again, I was very much involved with the Rosicrucian Order. I was a staff research scientist with the Rosicrucian Order. One of the esoteric information that the Rosicrucians teach is that Jesus did not die on the cross, but merely lost consciousness and went out and lived the rest of his life in India. And I have investigated this, David. We could talk about this some other time. I could give you a lot of books to read on this, particularly a man named Fida Hasnain, who wrote a book called The Search for Historical Jesus. He's a professor at Kashmir University. He did not believe this story. He went out to debunk this story and found definite proof that Jesus today is buried in Kashmir, Srinagar, India.